KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
We'll check you some high school sports from the weekend. In high school volleyball tournament play on Saturday, Atlantic hosting a tournament with St. Albert winning the meet as they go 6-0 throughout the day. They swept the competition. Trainer went 5-1. They finished in second place. Wintersets went 2-4 on the weekend. Underwood and Tri-Center won one of their three matches. Atlantic and Glenwood each were 0-3 in Saturday's tourney. Also at the Griswold Tiger volleyball tournament Saturday, after running through pool play in the semifinals, Red Oak beat IKM Manning and Clarinda topped Guthrie Center, both in two-game sweeps. In the championship match, it was Red Oak defeating Clarinda 2-1 to win the title. Also at the Shenandoah tournament, after running through two rounds of pool play on Saturday, the place-winning matches went like this. It was Rockport, Missouri beating Essex for seventh place. Southwest Valley down Fremont Mills in the fifth place match. Third place went to Stanton. They beat Bedford in the championship match. Saw Shenandoah defeat Creston in two straight games on Saturday. On to football, where Alex Smith threw for 223 yards and two touchdowns, and the Kansas City Chiefs defense held when it needed to in the fourth quarter to post a 17-16 victory over the Dallas Cowboys in a game heard here on KJAN on Sunday. Jamal Charles ran for 55 yards and caught a touchdown pass for the Chiefs, who made new coach Andy Reid a winner in his home debut. The Chiefs also matched their victory total from all of last season by starting 2-0 for just the second time since 2005. Dwayne Bowe's touchdown catch in the third quarter and Ryan Succop's 40-yard field goal early in the fourth gave the Chiefs a 17-13 lead. The Cowboys answered with a deep march into KC territory, but they had to settle for Dan Bailey's 53-yard field goal with 3:55 remaining. The Chiefs' offense never gave the Cowboys a chance to mount a winning drive down the stretch as they go to 2-0 on the year. Elsewhere in Sunday NFL play, it was Buffalo beating Carolina 24-23. Baltimore downed Cleveland 14-6. Miami over Indianapolis 24-20. Chicago edged Minnesota 31-30. It was San Diego 33-30 over Philadelphia. Atlanta beat St. Louis 31-24. Houston in overtime, a 30-24 winner over Tennessee. Green Bay beat Washington 38-20. Arizona downed Detroit 25-21. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 16-14. It was Denver over the New York Giants 41-23, Oakland beat Jacksonville 19-9, and Seattle shut down San Francisco 29-3. A former Chicago Bears running back Rick Caceres died at his Tampa, Florida home on Friday, according to the team. He was 82 years old. Caceres played 10 seasons in Chicago and ran for 5,675 yards. That was a team record until Walter Payton broke it. Caceres was a five-time Pro Bowl pick and a member of the 1963 championship team. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes pulled out to a 13-0 halftime lead, and then they held off every attempt at a rally to pick up a 27-21 victory over Iowa State Saturday in Ames. The Cyclones scored with 5:28 to go in the third quarter to make it 13-7, but Iowa responded with a 9-play, 60-yard scoring drive. Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz says that was a key point in Saturday's game.
It was a great response, and a couple things on that one, but we had been playing really good defense throughout. Give up that play, and that was a good play on their part, certainly. And but started with the kick return. Jordan did a great job bouncing that thing outside and giving us great field position on the 40. And then for the offense to answer like that, that's part of the growth process. And we still got a lot of growing to do. Obviously, we need to learn how to close things down here a little bit, but. It's part of the growth, and really pleased and happy with the way the guys did that.
Iowa State made a late rally and had the ball with 7 seconds left in the game, but couldn't get a miracle play to win. The Hawkeyes relied heavily on running back Mark Wiseman to wear down the Cyclones. He had 145 yards on 35 carries, and he says he'll carry the ball as much as it takes. It's his first win in the series.
Great win on the road. And, we really wanted that trophy back. It's in-state rivalry. They got us the last 2 years. So, it was awesome celebrating with my teammates in the locker room.
Iowa quarterback Jake Rudock agreed.
Just a great thing to happen. We're always trying to win the game. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's why we play this, to get the win at the end of the night.
Going on the road, definitely a big, big thing, especially against the Cyclones. I mean, they're a really good team. They put up a really good fight, and nothing but respect for those guys. And just coming away with the W at the end of the night is just a really good feeling.
Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes was pleased with the way his team finished the game when it looked like they were out of it. Iowa State falls to 0-2, and they're off now until September 26th when they travel to Tulsa. Rhodes says they'll have a challenge to get ready with so much time between games.
Whenever you're practicing without a game to really be sharpening up for, you can take your foot off the gas a little bit. We'll find out more about our leadership. We'll find out about the dedication and growth of those younger players. As I say, we'll find that out. I don't have any doubt what we're gonna find on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll come back to work. We'll come back to work tomorrow to learn off the film. And Tuesday, physically, we'll come back out there and we'll get after it.
Iowa is now 2-1 on the season. The Hawkeyes will face Western Michigan Saturday at home in a game you can hear on KJAN. Iowa State University police are investigating the theft of personal items from Iowa football players and coaches visiting locker room. The Des Moines Register reported that Iowa's locker room was broken into during the annual rivalry game Saturday night in Ames. Iowa State University police said Sunday that personal items were missing when Iowa players and staff returned to the locker room after Iowa's 27-21 win over Iowa State before a sellout crowd of 56,800. Police did not detail what items were taken. Iowa State police said a police report would not be available until at least today. Iowa Athletic Department officials confirmed for the newspaper that items had been stolen. Iowa State Athletic Department officials declined comments, citing the ongoing investigation. Alabama remains the number one team in the Associated Press College football poll after Saturday's 49-42 win over Texas A&M. The Tide picked up 59 of 60 first-place votes, while number two Oregon received the other after another lopsided victory. Clemson is third, followed by Ohio State, Stanford, LSU, Louisville, Florida State, and Georgia. The Aggies fell four spots to number 10. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball yesterday, Yadier Molina broke out of a slump with a homer and three singles as Shelby Miller and the St. Louis Cardinals remained tied for first in the National League Central with a 12-2 win Sunday over the Seattle Mariners. Matt Adams also homered as St. Louis won for the seventh time in nine games, and they kept pace with Pittsburgh. Both teams are 87-62 with 13 games remaining. Miller gave up one earned run and three hits over five innings as he became the first St. Louis rookie to reach 14 wins in a season since Dick Hughes won 16 in 1967. That was the only interleague game of the day in baseball. In the American League, Alex Avila homered twice, including a tie-breaking solo shot in the eighth inning, lifting the Detroit Tigers over the Kansas City Royals 3-2 yesterday. Detroit's Max Scherzer struck out 12 over seven innings, but he was denied his 20th victory when Kansas City tied it off of Drew Smyly in the eighth. Avila answered in the bottom half with a homer to right center. Joaquin Benoit pitched the ninth for his 20th save for the AL Central leading Tigers. Avila's first homer was a two-run shot in the second. Alex Gordon hit a solo homer for Kansas City in the fourth. Jeremy Guthrie pitched all eight innings for the Royals, who began the day 3.5 back in the AL wildcard race. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat Toronto 3-1. It was Cleveland over Chicago 7-1. L.A. beat Houston 2-1, Minnesota downing Tampa Bay 6-4, Oakland beat Texas 5-1, and Boston a 9-2 winner over New York. In the National League, it was the Mets over Miami in 12 innings 1-0, Pittsburgh beat Chicago 3-2, Washington 11-2 winners over Philadelphia, San Diego beat Atlanta 4-0, it was Milwaukee over Cincinnati 6-5, Arizona beat Colorado 8-2, and San Francisco got by the L.A. Dodgers by a score of 4-3. A Colorado Rockies first baseman Todd Helton will retire at the end of the season, ending a 17-year career in which he set franchise records in nearly every offensive category. The 40-year-old Helton is a lifetime 317 hitter with 367 home runs, 586 doubles, and 1,397 RBIs since he first made his major league debut with the 1997 Rockies. But he's hitting just .244 with 13 homers and 52 RBIs in 112 games so far this season. In racing, it was a great night for Joe Gibbs Racing at rain-soaked Chicagoland Speedway. Matt Kenseth won the Geico 400, finishing just ahead of Gibbs' teammate Kyle Busch. Kenseth entered as the top seed in the chase for the championship and showed why after two rain delays that totaled 6.5 hours. He passed Busch on a restart with 27 laps remaining and then padded his lead in the Sprint Cup points race. Kevin Harvick finished third, followed by Kurt Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and Jeff Gordon. And in golf, final round of the BMW Championship was suspended because of steady rain in the Chicago area yesterday. The final round will resume today as Jim Furyk tries to win a PGA Tour event for the first time in 3 years. Furyk never even got on the course yesterday, keeping him one shot ahead of Steve Stricker. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.